When we were told that night, I came home and I said to my husband, I said, I wished he was dead in a car crash. I didn't want to go on that journey. I didn't want him to suffer. I just wanted it over. That's how bad it is. That's how it makes you feel. And then obviously we had to learn how to live with that knowledge, how to live and how to have remember how to laugh, how to keep together as a family, how to find the strength to make the journey, really, I suppose. We never told Silas that he was going to die. We didn't tell the other boys, actually. We didn't tell Silas only because he never asked, actually. We agreed that we would never lie to him. The thing about a brain tumour is it's very destructive in terms of personality. It causes dementia, and his short-term memory went, and so possibly that's why he never asked. I don't know. We did eventually, obviously, have to tell the other children. But actually, things were happening very fast by then. Strangely enough, that's one of the things I regret. I regret not talking to Silas about it. And I sort of wish I knew, with hindsight, what I know now. I mean, I wish I knew that I would regret that. I suppose I wrote the book about 6 months after Silas died. I suppose it was probably a way of dealing with my emotions, my grief, and trying to make sense of my feelings. So I suppose at first I wrote it for me, and I wanted to sort of capture the things about Silas that I didn't want to forget, that I didn't want his brothers to forget. I wanted to write the journey as well because I wanted his brothers to have an understanding of our journey, obviously, which was very different from theirs, so that one day they could see that journey that we had taken. I suppose Ben, my husband, he would like to say that I vomited it. I did write it very fast. It sort of poured out. And then after I wrote it, Ben read it and he said, look, you need to do something with this. Other people need to see this. And I suppose that's how we started down the route of getting it published. I suppose in a way it's the sort of thing that might help other people who have a terminally ill child to think about the questions that they might want to think about. It's also a book that possibly helps people who are supporting people through the death of a child with grief, how to handle people who are grieving. I mean, I think the thing is that, we don't talk about death, and that makes it very hard for those who are in the thick of it. And I think it would be much easier if we talked about it more easily. And hopefully, my book can help that in that way. It's quite raw. I talk about grief. I talk about the unpredictability of grief. And, I hope that in some way that might help people who are either dealing with it themselves or know people who are having to go on the journey.